Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Data Rules Elevating Teaching with Objective Reflection by Jim Knight and Michael Fajella-Luby, is a professional education book focused on how teachers, instructional coaches, and school leaders can use classroom data to improve instruction without reducing teaching to mere compliance metrics. Published by ASCD, it belongs to the practical instructional leadership and coaching genre, but its central concern is broader than assessment reporting. The book argues that useful data should help educators see classroom reality more clearly, set meaningful goals, and reflect on practice with precision. Rather than treating data as a mechanism for judgment, Knight and Fajella-Luby frame it as a tool for hope, agency, and professional learning. Their approach emphasizes objective evidence, teacher participation, frequent measurement, and research-aligned indicators of effective teaching. The book is especially connected to instructional coaching, where data can anchor conversations in observable patterns instead of impressions, making improvement more concrete, collaborative, and defensible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 10 data rules redefine data as evidence for improvement rather than accountability pressure. A central contribution of data rules is its organizing framework of 10 data rules, which identifies the conditions under which classroom data becomes useful rather than burdensome. These rules include the ideas that data should be hopeful, connected to professional learning, chosen by the teacher, objective, reliable, valid, gathered frequently, focused on teachers, easy to gather, and validated by research. The sequence matters because it addresses a common problem in schools. Educators are often surrounded by numbers, reports, and dashboards. Yet many of those measures do not help them decide what to do differently tomorrow. Knight and Fajella-Luby distinguish between data that creates pressure and data that creates clarity. In their view, data should support improvement by making current reality visible and by showing whether a chosen strategy is working. This framework also narrows the field of possible evidence. Rather than collecting everything available, educators are encouraged to select data that connects directly to instructional goals and student outcomes. The result is a disciplined approach that treats data as a practical decision-making tool, not as a symbol of managerial control. Secondly, objective reflection shifts coaching conversations away from impressions and toward observable classroom reality. The book places strong emphasis on objective reflection, meaning reflection based on observable evidence rather than memory, preference, or evaluator opinion. This distinction is important because classroom events are complex and fast-moving. Teachers and coaches may remember the same lesson differently, and subjective feedback can easily feel personal or evaluative. Knight and Fajella-Luby argue that objective data reduces this problem by grounding professional dialogue in what actually occurred. Examples include counts of student responses, measures of time on task, records of teacher talk compared with student talk, or evidence gathered from video. Such data does not remove professional judgment, but it gives judgment a clearer foundation. A coach can ask what patterns the teacher notices rather than declaring what the lesson meant. This approach also protects trust because the conversation is less about whether a coach is right and more about what the evidence suggests. Objective reflection, therefore, serves both an analytical and relational function. It improves the quality of interpretation while making it easier for teachers to engage honestly with their practice. Thirdly, teacher choice makes data collection a partnership rather than a top-down evaluation process. One of the book's most important practical claims is that data should be chosen by the teacher whenever possible. This principle reflects Knight's broader partnership approach to instructional coaching, where teachers are treated as professionals with agency rather than recipients of expert correction. Data collection can become threatening when it is imposed from outside, especially if educators associate it with formal evaluation or public comparison. By contrast, when teachers help select what will be measured, the data is more likely to connect to a goal they care about and a strategy they are willing to test. This does not mean that any data is equally useful. The book still stresses objectivity, validity, reliability, ease of collection, and research alignment. Teacher choice operates within those quality standards. The reasoning is practical. Educators are more likely to act on evidence when they believe it answers a question they genuinely want to investigate. In coaching, this changes the emotional tone of data use. The data becomes a shared instrument for learning, not a verdict delivered by someone with authority. Fourthly, classroom engagement measures reveal learning opportunities that teachers may not otherwise see. Data Rules gives particular attention to forms of classroom data that illuminate student engagement, participation, and access to learning opportunities. These include measures such as time on task, instructional versus non-instructional time, student responses, questioning patterns, classroom disruptions, and the balance between teacher and student talk. The value of these measures is that they make visible aspects of instruction that can be difficult to judge intuitively. A teacher may believe that discussion is broadly distributed. For example, while data may show that only a small group of students consistently responds, a lesson may feel productive, yet a closer look may reveal extended periods in which students are waiting, off task, or unclear about expectations. Such evidence has an equity dimension because participation patterns often expose who is receiving opportunities to think, speak, practice, and receive feedback. The book's point is not that engagement data alone defines good teaching. Rather, it provides a concrete entry point for examining whether classroom structures are giving all students meaningful access to learning. This makes improvement more targeted and less dependent on general impressions. Lastly, video data strengthens reflection by preserving classroom interactions for careful analysis. The book highlights video as a powerful source of classroom data because it captures instruction in a way that written notes and memory cannot fully reproduce. Video allows teachers and coaches to revisit specific moments, examine interactions more slowly, and notice patterns that were missed in real time. This is especially relevant in coaching, where the goal is not simply to observe a teacher, but to build a shared understanding of current practice. When used well, video can support objective reflection by showing exact sequences of teacher prompts, student responses, transitions, or classroom routines. It also gives teachers direct access to the evidence, reducing dependence on a coach's summary. The book's emphasis is not on surveillance or performance review. Video is most useful in a collaborative, non-evaluative context where teachers retain agency over goals and interpretation. Its practical strength is that it turns abstract feedback into visible evidence. Instead of discussing whether instruction seemed clear or participation seemed strong, teachers and coaches can examine moments from the lesson and connect them to specific instructional decisions. In conclusion, Data Rules is best suited for instructional coaches. Classroom teachers, school administrators, teacher leaders, and professional learning facilitators who want to make data use more humane and more instructionally relevant. Readers who work in coaching systems will find particular value in its emphasis on teacher choice, objective evidence, and collaborative interpretation. Teachers can use the book to identify forms of classroom data that are close enough to daily practice to guide real improvement. School leaders can use it to rethink data cultures that have become dominated by compliance, test reporting, or vague walkthrough impressions. The practical benefit is a clearer method for connecting goals, evidence, instructional strategies, and progress monitoring. The intellectual benefit is a more precise understanding of why some data supports learning, while other data merely creates noise or anxiety. Compared with many books on educational data, Data Rules stands out because it is not primarily about large-scale assessment systems or administrative analytics. Its focus is the lived reality of classrooms and coaching conversations. It treats data as a tool for professional agency, not simply accountability. And it links technical qualities such as reliability and validity with relational concerns such as trust, hope, and teacher ownership. If you would like to support Jim Knight, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.